2005 college training in Montreal, Canada, with Brother Titus Chu. David, the man after God's heart. Message 4.
Now let's finish this message. We'll talk about the failure of Paul, right? Four things. Number one, Saul. The failure of Saul. First things, he offered burnt offering foolishly at Gilgal. Secondly, he spared the Ammonite. You realize the country there at that time was in a very bad shape. It was very narrow right here and here. It was very narrow. Here is a sea and here is a desert. Maybe I use the word wilderness. Wilder, right? Wilderness. Here occupied, do I spell?
Yes.
No ER. Wilderness. Am I right?
It was just jumbled. What I was just
like. How to spell it?
It was right.
It was right. Okay, thank you. Well, remember, old man's not clear, but old man's wise. They see things through. You know, at that time, these places were occupied by Ammonites. That's why. You know, the Ammonites was Lot's, am I right? It's a Lot's descendant. It's very close. Their blood is close to Abraham, right? Yet at the same time, they came out. Their origin was so unhealthy, right? Then over here, this side is where Philistines occupied. So their real territory is narrow and small. For 450 years, they cannot fulfill what the Lord desired them to do. Lord desired them to come into good land, right, and slaughter the tribes and occupy the land. But eventually, after 450 years, they were struggling, barely surviving. In other words, how can we go on? So they asked for a king. So the first king, in principle, is extremely hard. Number one, people are not used to a king. Number two, everything have to put it together, right? So Saul has an extremely difficult commitment. Of course, he got help from Samuel, right? Samuel tell them how to rule the country. Remember when Samuel anointed Saul, at the same time, he gave some messages on how to take care of the country. So he gave him all the principles. But, you know, he was confronted on both sides in the very hard place, and he got into the trouble. Number one, he was he failed in the, right? Sorry, number one, he offered, because of fight, offered foolishly. Number two, when the Lord told him, kill Ammonites, then he saved the king. But Ammonites has many kings, one of them. He saved the king, and then, Amalekites. So they fly, they're kites, right? They bust a particular kind of kites, Amalekites. Okay, so then he killed them, then he eventually keep them all with intention, okay? God desires offer. Look, we don't raise up goats, we don't raise up ox, and this kind of stuff, as healthy as Amalekites. You know why? Maybe because this is a place for shepherding. So he says, let's capture all of them so we can make an offer to the Lord. And according to him, the Lord will be so happy. But on the contrary, of course, Samuel told him something very hard. He said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifice as in obeying the voices of the Lord. So he got into the second problem. And I'm happy you didn't read the third problem, because third problem, he really has fault. Do you get my point? Why he has fault? Because that right after the first time, God says, the first time after he failed, he offered foolishly in Gilgal, right? And then Samuel answered him, God is going to depart from you, will take the kingdom away from you, and God is going to find another person, that is a man, that is after his own heart. That's where the word come from, you know. So Samuel speak this. After that, the Bible says, after that, then the spirit depart from Saul. He become unwise. And eventually advanced. Why what? He become possessed. So eventually, the later part of his life, he was extremely poor. You cannot believe such a decent person, nice person, would live and operate in such a bad way. Why? Not because he was evil, because the Lord depart from him. Then what? All the evilness exposed. Do you understand the way I'm talking about? For instance, I see you are Randy's daughter. What's your name?
Joanna.
Could you tell your friends I dislike the fact she's not here? What's her name?
Anita.
Yeah, Anita, Anita, Anita. Tell Anita that, oh, we really miss her. That she really wants to come. She's just, well, I better not say too much. I'm not the Lord. You know, for instance, what's your name?
Me?
No, the young girl. No, she. You just told me your name.
Joanna.
Can you stand up? Isn't she nice? Can you turn around? Everybody can see you. Isn't she nice? Thank you. Don't get upset. Huh? You know why she's so nice? God has mercy. You know, Saul's history tells us the moment the hand of the Lord departed, the moment we can become another person. So eventually, it's just hard for belief that trying to kill David, for what? To protect his own throne. In other words, he would say, this is very healthy because my throne was generated by God himself. If God generated, give me this throne, for sure, I must keep this throne. If God give me this ministry, for sure, I must keep this ministry. Do you get my point or not? If God give me this work, for sure, I must keep this work. Unconsciously, human hands coming in and become damaging. So he tried to kill. Maybe I just read it. And the woman answered, did we share this morning already, right? And the woman answered, oh, yeah, they said one kill 1,000, one kill 10,000. And then Saul was upset, right? So now everybody thinks he's wonderful. Only the throne was still with me. And then later, so he tried to kill David twice. And David escaped. Then eventually what? Eventually he told Jonathan, his son, what? And to all his servants that you should kill David. If you don't kill David, David's going to take you over. You know, brother, it's too easy for anyone with any spiritual asset or attainment make all the effort to protect it. Protect it in the sacrificing of any brothers. You know, it's interesting. Brother Lee, when he passed away, he studied and analyzed or considered his lifelong serving. Brother, we have to confess. You know, Watchman Nee lay the ground. Brother Lee really developed it. Am I right? And the truth advanced. And we have to confess, the work spread from China to the whole globe. Something great. The Lord has used him, and the Lord was very much with him. Then at the end, he made one comment. You must realize how serious that comment was. He said, I'm painfully regretting. Regretting may be good. Or you can use the word repenting. I'm painfully regretting or repenting because I have not treated Christians in denominations properly. Could you believe in this? I was sitting there. And when he said this, if you watch the video carefully, his eye has tears. In other words, he considered all his life. There is one thing here I honor Brother Lee to the uttermost. So I dare not even consider anything short. I'm only tell you exactly what he says. Too easy for us. Fight for the local church. Fight for the recovery. Fight for the ground. Fight for the testimony. Then whosoever is on our way. Then I don't think Brother Lee ever slaughtered any. But it's easy even for people to begin to slaughter brothers. If you are not for this, then get out of here. If you are not with us, then get out of here. You know what is that? Soul's principle. Amen. We got the throne, and it's from God. We better pay all the price to keep it. We don't care whether the brother live or the brother die. We don't care whether the brother's prophet or non-prophet. We must keep what we see, we feel the Lord has given to us without realizing if it's really what the Lord has given to you, you don't have to fight that hard because it's from the Lord. Why can't you be a little bit peaceful and restful? When my student stood in the presence of 1,000 people attacking my name, I only had a feeling, oh Lord Jesus, why should we be so religious? Can we be properly healthy, Jesus lovers, and trust the Lord in everything? Do you get my point? So, you know, why Saul got into Cersei? Number one, I want to win the victory, so I made the offering, right? Number two, I want to satisfy God. So what? I keep the offerings. Number three, I tell you, I want to keep what the Lord has given to us. We will never let it be deviated. Therefore, whosoever is threatening to our control, our influence, our effectiveness, then we kill them. Brother, so Watchman Nee wrote to him. So bad, I don't think that was translated. He said, sometimes there are strugglings. The brothers against the brothers. Everyone tried to stretch out their fist, and everyone is rough because people beat him in his life. Then he said, I close my door, I sing hymns to you. I know you are the one suffer the most. The Lord is the one suffered. The Lord take no joy for the brothers to argue just because someone is following what? It's stupid in a way. You know, however, remember, this is a brand of religion. Then finally, seek after help. In other words, we have to read that. We have to read Samuel chapter 28 because that was said. 1 Samuel chapter 28. Am I right? 1 Samuel chapter 28. Well, I'll tell you, I hate English Bible. I wish everybody read Chinese. Then it would be much easier for me to pick up the verses for you. When I come to this, oftentimes I get lost. I think it starts verse 4, right? Yeah, maybe verse 4. The Philistines. Now remember, Philistines are here. All the time with Samuel and David's ruling, Philistines was fighting with them. This means our flesh, fallen flesh. This means our natural man. Do you get my point? Typifies our natural man. So they're filled with natural strength. It's a hard fight. Now the Philistines gathered themselves together and came to pitch in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together and they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of Philistines, he was afraid. Wow, there are so many of them. They are so afraid. He was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. He got scared. Now, remember, Samuel died already. Samuel died. Your brother said, right? Samuel was his God. So now he has no more God. So now he did something. When Saul inquired of the Lord, he went to the Lord now, and the Lord answered him not. You know, two reasons. Number one, He's not used to inquire to the Lord. Therefore, even Lord answered, he possibly wouldn't understand. Because when the time comes, you need to fight. What you fight must be your daily life. If it's not in your daily life, it doesn't work in that moment. Do you get my point or not? Then secondly, neither by dreams. So could have a dream from the Lord. Then, nor by urine. Yeah, even the priest, you know, have urine or how do you say that? Sermon. Summing, right? They match. Even that, he said, nothing works now. Nor by prophets, because no prophets there with him. I have a sympathy. You know, brother, here, no God, no dream, no priest, no prophet. And he was a king confronting a mighty army. Do you get my point? Confronting a mighty army. So what should he do? Then said Saul unto his servants, seek me a woman that has familiar spirit. In other words, get a witch for me. Could you believe? God anointed, eventually look after a witch. Now, is that witch? Is that the right word? Get a
medium.
Is that witch? Do you understand what witch mean, right? Witchcraft, the one that has the ability to talk to the ghost. Get a witch for me, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there is one. Hey, you want a witch? We can give you Christ, but we can get you to the ghost. It's interesting. What kind of people are surrounding him? Do you realize? Because he's far away from God. So all the people surrounding him is far away from God. I believe among his generals, among his staffs, those who advise him, there got to be a lot of unhealthy people. And that's why once he said, find a witch for me, and they say, oh, there's one right over here, and has a familiar, who is a witch at Endor. And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment, and he went, and two men with him, and they came to the women by night. Everything is a sad thing for a king to make up as if he's a nobody. You know what I mean? For a king to go with just two people accompany him, and for a king to go not in daytime but at night, you surely have a lot of sorrow for him. You have to say, poor Saul, poor Saul. Then they came to a woman by night, and he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall name unto thee. And the woman said unto him, behold, wait a minute. You know what Saul our king has done, right? How he has cut off those that has familiar spirit. Whosoever is a witch, Saul killed them. You cut him off. You get my point or not? In other words, he says he banned in the country. Nobody should practice this. We should only worship God. But the interesting is he doesn't worship God. That's why when he really come to God, he hear nothing. Yet he's good enough to know what's wrong. So he told the whole nation, a whole nation should abandon witchcraft. No one. So it's much better than United States today. Right? United States are driving around the palm reading. That's a little bit that, right? Or what? A lot of kind of funny thing there. So he said, Saul has cut off those that have familiar spirit and the wizard out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die? Because if I tell you I can do it, you're going to kill me. How do I know? Are you a spy or not? So he said, and Saul swear to her by the Lord. In the name of Jehovah, let me tell you, I'm not going to kill you. Brother, did you find something so interesting? Or so sarcastic or whatever. It's just, you can't believe these kind of things happen. A king went to a witchcraft at night, disguised himself, and swear in the name of Jehovah and tell him, get the ghost up. I will, in the name of Jehovah, I will not punish you or something. Saying, as the Lord lives, you see, he used the Lord's name, there shall no punishment happen to thee for these things. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. Samuel was really his God. Even Samuel died, he still wants to say Samuel. On that part, I have a lot of appreciation. I don't like it. In other words, consider Saul. I mean, he's much better than so many Christians. Many Christians, when they see the situation change, they do everything just to win favor. Even Saul, Samuel died, he still went to Samuel. There's such loyalty. That's a human virtue, a kind of loyalty there. But the way is terrible. The way is terrible. He said, bring me Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, because woman bring him up, she cried with a loud voice, and the woman spake to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. Because nobody else can get Samuel up. Only you can. Now you tell me that in the name of Jehovah, you are not going to kill me. You are Saul. You're going to kill me. Do you get my point or not? Now, then, do you realize all the spiritual men, no matter how they discuss, all the men of God, no matter how they discuss, even man of God is good. All the men that is for God, belong to God, whatever that is, eventually they all get exposed. No matter what you want to pretend you are. See, Saul got exposed here. And the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what? Saul is he. He didn't see it. The woman saw it already. So he said, what do you see? What do you see? What do you see? And he said, I saw gods. This part is hard to understand. In other words, not one, more than one. I saw gods. Samuel come up just like God come up. But it's not one God. I saw gods ascending out of the earth. And he said unto her, what form is he? Often said, an old man come up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that was Samuel, because he knew how Samuel dressed. He perceived that was Samuel. And then, where is that? A mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground. In other words, he bowed, right? And bowed himself. And Samuel said to Saul, which is very interesting, Why hast thou disquieted me? I'm sleeping. Why should you wake me up? Could you believe in that? He said, why you have to wake me up to bring me up? And Saul answered, I'm Saul. This is you read this portion. It's quite touching. You can see how hopeless and helpless he is. I'm so distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God is departed from me. I have the enemy, but I don't have God, right? Answers me no more. I don't have God's word. Then, neither by prophet nor by dream. Therefore, I have called thee that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. Brother, if you do not have a living Christ today, when you are old, you will have to talk with a ghost. You say, how could that be? I don't mean physical ghost, but you will talk with ghost. I'm not joking. Do you understand what I'm talking about or not? No, you don't. Okay. How about I give you an illustration? I pray to God, but I don't have Lord's presence. I'm not quite sure I have Lord's presence. I'm not quite sure I'm very clear. So I go to that brother's I honored. I go to his tomb to pray. Oh, don't think I'm joking. We have brothers practice that. Even today we have brothers practice that. Or at least not necessarily practice, at least done that. Because to them, if I'm by the tomb, I'm closer to the spiritual man. Isn't that scary? Isn't that scary? But it's very natural, right? Where's my Lord? What should I do? I'm not quite clear. So I don't know where is the Lord. I don't have the habit knowing the Lord that clear. So if I would go to the tomb, even though I cannot call the Spirit up, but I just feel the Lord is closer. Don't think I'm joking. You know, you love somebody so much, when the person you love passed away, you go to the tomb, your feelings is closer. Even though it's just the same, right? It's distance. So eventually, when you are young, you must practice to have the Lord on all the things. Amen. Concerning your career, concerning your study, concerning your major, concerning your profession, concerning the coming days, concerning your marriage, you have to tell the Lord, Lord, on everything, I want you to be the Lord.
Amen.
So that someday I don't have to go to a tomb to pray.
Amen.
Do you get my point or not? Well, I must have the living Lord. So eventually he says something, in what way? Then Samuel answered, wherefore then dost thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is depart from thee and become thy enemy? You know the Lord is no longer with you. You know the Lord is against you. Then you call me for what? I'm not the Lord. I can't do a thing. You know, eventually, religion would bring a people to default, degraded to that extent. You just consider, firstly, for the war, then for the sacrifices, then for the kingdom. Eventually, he would go to a witch to get the ghost, the ghost of Samuel, so he can know what's going on. Brother, of course, we'll talk about Saul more. Does that impress you, young sister? Aren't you impressed? Just to have meetings, just to do the right thing, just to have offerings, just to win the victory, just to have what? Without the living Christ, without taking living Christ, without enjoying living Christ, brother, you will never know how severe it will become to you. Sometimes people ask me, Titus, how come you are so firm? Don't you know how to compromise? Brother, not I don't know how to compromise. I'm 70 years old. I know how to make truth. But I always ask this one question. Can we afford to rob brothers away from Christ? Amen. With whatever the reason. Whether it's the top truth, whether it's the top ministry, whether it's the top oneness, whatever that is. If brother and sister do not know how to come to Christ himself, all your labor will be in vain.
Amen.
You won't be successful. Even you will be successful, you only can raise up a denomination. Do you understand what I say? Lord have mercy. So let's come to the next message. Oh, finally we have some fresh breathing. Because that was heavy. Is that heavy? Talk about all this, oh Lord Jesus. Look like we all tell the Lord, Lord, so bad I got saved. If I didn't get saved, at least I don't have to be bothered with religion. I'm just myself. And I can repent with my last breath. Oh, Lord, I believe you, and died. Then I don't have to be involved with religion all my life. But no, don't worry about it, brother. The Lord has a way.
Amen.
Do you realize, in a very, very good way, if you consider Saul, you consider David as a different person. But if you consider kingship, you have to say, God has a way. Do you get my point or not? So let's come to message 4. The crucial factors for God to gain a man who is after God's own heart. There's something has to be there. If these things are not there, then God has no way to cause you to be a man after his own heart. Do you get my point? This is why these are crucial factors. They are how many? They are 5 items. Number 1. You have to be chosen. Number 2, you have to be trained. Number 3, you have to be anointed. Number 4, you have to be tested. And number 5, you have to be approved. And remember, all these happen when you are very young. You know, when David killed Goliath, how old is he? He was just a young lad, maybe 15, 16 years old. Maybe 17, but just a young man, right? A young man, when people began to say, David killed 10,000, very manifested, young. why he can be that manifested. The five process, let me go with this way. Josh, whatever, whosoever is Josh, come on. I have to look at one of the three. Are you Josh? That's good. Josh, come up. If by chance he's Josh, he come up. So let me remember your name. Sam.
Yes.
Sam. And your name is?
Brad.
Okay. Josh, come. Can you stand straight?
Maybe.
Yeah, he'll do like this. Like this. God will use you sometime, right? Come on. It's too American. Too American. That's why American couldn't make it. They can only make it through missiles. When they use missiles to fight, they're at the top. When the people fight, they don't do well. Anyway, Josh, I love you. Let me ask you. That's not nice, huh? Sorry. They didn't do too bad. Americans are the greatest people on the globe, okay? Then the Canadian says, no, how about us? So Canadian is the greatest, okay? And none of them are great as Chinese, so everybody's satisfied. Brother, how old are you now?
16.
Well, let's figure out when you will be 36, what kind of people are you? Let's consider four possibilities. Number one possibility, who is 36, he's a brother zero. Nothing. It's possible, though. No young man believes he will become nothing. But all young men has a possibility to become nothing. Am I right? And when you were young, your teacher cheated you enough, especially with American education. You kid the nose, boom, oh, you are talented in music. You draw a circle, wrong, wow, you are an artist. Then you kick the ball, then it goes 3 feet far. Wow, you will be excellent. Americans are bribed up. North Americans, how about including Canada? North Americans grow up by bribing. They bribe you. You are everything. So eventually I tell you, American girls are much more capable than boys. All the sisters, amen! you know why? Because girls mature early and they have more feeling about life than boys. Young man, nothing. Hallelujah! I love you. It's really lovely, brother. Okay. Number one, you can be brother zero. Number two, which means maybe Lord gave him a good wife, work for him. Number two. Zero minus. That means he get a job. He could be engineer. What are you good at? Don't trust what the teacher says. Whatever they say doesn't come. You know what you're good at.
Math.
Every day is 24 hours, 7 days, how many hours?
168, right?
I don't know. Okay. So he could become a mathematician, even with a doctorate degree. Even is working to damage the second generations, his second generation. And we don't know what is that, brother, but I say this life has so little value. So don't take this two route. Do you get my point? Of course, you may need to get a job. Take the third route. Become a good brother in the church. Making all the meetings. And function in the meeting, according to the brother says. If they say 3 minutes, never speak 3 minutes, 5 seconds. Neither 2 minutes, 55 seconds. And write down what you want to say on the notes and read it to others. Brother, then they are considered you the best brother. Actually, the best being killed brother. Good brother, good brother. Brother, don't you want to be a good brother?
Yes.
Do all the good things for the church?
Yes.
Do all the things for the elders?
Yes.
And when elder look at you, the elders look at me, hallelujah. You know, yeah means Jehovah, hallelujah, Jehovah, right? That means hallelujah. So you see, hallelujah means praise me, praise me. I'm so good. You see, even the elder look at me. Where are you from?
Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor, yeah, yeah, yeah. Jonathan look at you. He's too small, though.
You mean Jonathan Lynn?
Yeah. How many Jonathan do you have?
A lot.
You got a lot?
Oh, not elders.
Not elders, okay. Yeah, the elder. But I tell you, the best is this. At age 36, you are not live on your wife. You are not merely holding a job. You are not merely a good brother. But you become a person committed.
Amen.
Do you agree or not?
Amen.
You become a person committed. Amen. Whatever committed, that is from the Lord Christ. The Lord has committed you something.
Amen.
You still can work. You still can have a job. Or you may become a full-timer. That's not important. Important is you are a person with the divine commitment.
Amen.
All of a sudden, brother, you realize the value of your existence is so high.
Amen.
So high. Do you know, brother, I see it in this way. You see funerals going around, right? Now, sometimes the following line is very long, sometimes it's short. But basically, you have one declaration. They all live a life for nothing.
Amen.
And their children are not fighting if the line is very long. You know that. Their children are not now fighting for the inheritance. Do you get my point? If the line is very short, is nobody care about if he died. They all live for nothing. Who live, young man, Josh, who live on this earth and can declare and has a realization, my life is so meaningful. My life is so purposeful.
Amen.
Only those, their life was committed with the divine commitment. I live on this earth. I'm so meaningful. Brother, I want to tell you this. I'm 70. Maybe not 70 because you said you're what?
60.
No, not you. You, right? Sam, right? You say you're 18. So I have to lower down 1 year. I'm 69. I will have I don't know how many months. Mathematics. From July to this November, how many more months? This I can do too. Four more months? Four more, yeah. August, September, October, November.
Yeah.
And today is what day?
28.
So 3 months, 23 days, 27 days. If you go by 30 days a month, I will be 70. It's an old man, isn't it? My hair is all white already, and my eyebrow begin to grow white. They told me, once the eyebrow is white, you are really an old man. So I'm striving and look at the mirror every day. I said, Lord Jesus, make them come a little bit slower. But for some reason, these few days, it comes real fast. So I know I'm old man now. But brother, let me tell you one thing, though. At the age of 70, I'm young. You see, how can you be young? Physically, I'm not that young. I know that. I don't have to cheat you. Brother, look at it. Here's my arm. Here's my strength. My shoulder has problems. My this and that all have problems. Even my eyesight began to have a little problems. You know, brother, but I'm young because I realized I have the commitment from the Lord.
Amen.
I'm from Taiwan University.
So are my parents.
So your parents. But they're younger than I. How old are your dad? Oh, too young, too young. So the day I graduated, he wasn't born yet. He was born. But anyway, brother, let me tell you all. I met all my schoolmates. And this is the first time I found out. Some made it not bad. One of my schoolmates in Taiwan University now teach Shakespeare in one university. Could you believe a Chinese teach Shakespeare? It's hard to believe. And the one of my schoolmates is a professor of linguistics in the University of Hawaii, linguistic professor. So I do have a few schoolmates. They made it pretty well. I like to see them. I like to tell them, Shakespeare live and Shakespeare die. You teach Shakespeare, you live and die. Your students study Shakespeare and they live and die. Let me tell you, I received eternity in my spirit, into my spirit at the age of 17. And now, 50 some years, this eternity never departed. I always feel so proud, so happy that I look at all my schoolmates, I look at all those grew up with me. Some can be successful, most are not, but makes no difference because all their success are temporary and mean nothing. And I'm laboring on something eternal.
Amen.
Brother, isn't that good?
Yes.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
Declare a little bit. Brothers, let me tell you, I'm only 16. When I will be 36, there's something of eternity manifest through me.
Oh, Lord.
He's with you.
When I turn 36, Lord.
Amen.
Let your spirit flow through me.
Amen. Let the eternity manifest through me.
Let the eternity manifest through me.
Amen.
What does that mean? That means when I will be 36, brother, whatever I do, what I did has a value of eternity. If I serve, my serve has a value of eternity.
Amen.
I'm a person in time, yet my existence is unto in eternity.
Amen.
How good that is.
Very good.
Very good, right? 36, the brother C. What's your last name, brother?
Yu.
Brother Yu, huh?
Yeah.
Brother Yu. So at that time, brother C. Hi, praise the Lord, brother. Oh, what you have just shared really nourished our spirit. Isn't that good? Rather than sitting there, ha, amen. Amen. Don't think I'm joking. And I'm always happy about it, though. Because think about it. A brother so sleepy, he'd rather sleep in the meetings, not at home.
Amen.
Isn't that to be appreciated?
Amen.
So you should everybody come and sleep in the meeting and say amen. You have to say hallelujah. Praise the Lord for your being here. To sleep in the meeting is much better than sleep at home. Amen. You know, brother, at that time, if someone can come to you, oh, brother Josh, I really appreciate your minister. I really appreciate your testimony. Oh, the few words you say was so helpful to me. Then you realize, huh? You are still a young man. 36 is a very young man, right? But at this young age, I am able to minister eternity to the saints.
Amen.
My labor is unto eternity. How high is that existence? Do you get my point or not? Do you admire such a life?
Yes, I do.
Okay, 20 years later, I will be 90. If you do well, can you give me a call? I think I'll still be here, I hope. And then say, Brother Titus, this is a judge. And maybe my hearing is not so good. And I say, wait a minute until I put my hearing aid. And I say, what did you say? This is a judge. Which judge? The judge you met 20 years ago in Arbor. Then I say, are you Brother 00 minus? He said, no, none of them. I'm a servant of the Lord.
Amen.
For I may still hold a job or I may not hold a job, but I'm serving God.
Amen.
I minister eternity to people.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Even think about it. Thank you. Think about it. That 20 years later, out of you, close 200 of you, that many of you are ministers unto eternity.
Amen.
You can be so bold and testify to the Lord. Lord Jesus, day in, day out, we have explored you,
Amen.
Enjoyed you,
Amen.
Partake of you,
Amen.
Fellowship with you,
Amen.
Taking you and let you flow out of us.
Amen.
We are here serving you.
Amen.
How good that is. Isn't that a life worthwhile?
Amen.
I tell you, all the other life, almost meaningless. I see people live. I see people die. And at my age, I begin to hear more. Oh, here, here, brother so-and-so is with the Lord. You feel sorry, right? And then you hear schoolmate so-and-so, schoolmate so-and-so, schoolmate so-and-so died. You just had a feeling. What a waste of life they lived. Do you get my point or not? And these are Taiwan University graduates. You know, for us, everyone, I'm the exception because I didn't get in through the front door. I get in through the side door. In other words, I was a sophomore, you know, because I can never go through mathematics. 1 + 1 = 2, I know. Much more than that, I'm not sure. But, praise the Lord, I got it. You know, every one of my schoolmates, besides a few from the side door, so everyone was selected, about 150 to 180 of them, selected out of 8,000 people. So everyone have to beat 700, 800 someone to get into that department. So everyone's proud. Everyone considered they will be the future. Even one declared, let me tell you, eventually the government will be controlled by us. Well, I don't know. In a way, it's true. Today, everyone in Taiwan's government must be from Taiwan University. If you are from other university, you don't do that well. Except you have a father who is Jiang Jingguo or something. Then that's different. That's different. Basically, everybody has to. Jiang Jingguo means a president, former president. Everyone. But brother, even if you look at one, this one's old. That one's retired. That one's planning a trip in Caribbean. That one trying to waiting to go to the boat. And they always ask me, Titus, we will have our union reunion next year. At what time? This year, would you please make sure you can arrange your time and you can participate? Not because I'm important. They just want to have an extra member, so getting more hot, enjoyable. I always tell them, no, I can't. If by chance I'm in that city and I remember such a gathering, for sure I'd like to come to shake your hand. But let me tell you, I'm so occupied. Not because I'm important, but because I'm so burdened. I'm so occupied. I'm so burdened. I feel even at this age, there are so much we can do unto the Lord, for the Lord, relate to the Lord.
Amen.
This is our life.
Amen.
Brother, how good is this life?
Amen.
And this is somewhat the life of David. David has problems. David has problems, even the sin David committed. Even we want to commit, we can't. Are you able to arrange a battle and somebody send somebody to the battle to be killed? Then what? Then you marry his wife? You are not in such a position. Do you get my point or not? Even you want to be failed as much as David, you can't, because we are just common men. Such a man. Yet Lord will say, yes, he's weak. Yes, he failed. Yes, he has problems. Yet he has limitations. But let me tell you, his existence, his life
is for me and for my economy. And this is why he totally satisfied me. Praise the Lord for this. For that, there are five crucial factors. Number one, chosen. No problem, right, Josh? Number two, trend. Oh, come to the trend. I think we have a lot of problems because Americans hate to be trained. Americans, would you leave me alone? Not only to man, even to God. Many times prayed, God, don't you think you are interfering with privacy? None of your business. This is my, I have my life. Brother, no. You want God to use you? Prepare to be trained. I'm ready to be trained. And the training is interesting. God trained different people in different ways. God trained Samuel by putting him right in the what? Where the temple is. Right by putting him right with Eli. It's very simple. And God trained David in a different way. God trained Peter and God trained Paul all differently. But everyone has to be trained. There's no exception. No one can say, I'm Sun Wukong. Do you know who is Sun Wukong? Chinese all begin to laugh. You have a popular book now called the Harry Potter. Harry Potter. Harry Potter is Western type of Sun Wukong. So all the Chinese look at Harry Potter, they begin to say, what kind of thing is that? We have a book much more colorful, much more romantic, exciting than that Harry Potter. But don't believe what I say, because I'm a Chinese. Chinese always like to say how good they are. I tell you, brother, the Harry Potter, that monkey from in Chinese, jumped out from a stone. He was not born. Because he was jumped out of the stone break, he jumped out. He was able to do everything. Never been trained. But that is a novel. Brother, in reality, there's nothing you want to accomplish you don't have to be trained. Do you understand what I mean? I met a few musicians, never trained. And I'm always amazed. They can just go to the piano. They don't know how to read the notes. But they can really play beautiful music, and their finger goes. And they even can compose new songs. But you realize, without the training, they develop only that far. Do you get my point or not? But you want to go further? No. You need to be trained. I met a brother. He's a real talented brother. Oh, you know, brother, I'm relaxed. So I tell you stories now. I met a brother. He doesn't even read a word. You have a word for that? Illiterate. He says, I'm illiterate to that little box, but I'm able to read things. And he's really illiterate. He has no idea, A, B, C, whatever. But he's so talented. I gave a conference, he will be in the meeting. After I gave a conference, he would come up, Titus, let me ask you, is this your burden? I said, that's right. He said, I have composed a song. I said, I have composed a song. According to the burden, he began to sing a song. Very attractive. He says, brother, I'm going now. I said, for what? I'm going to visit church upon church upon church upon church, hundreds of them. To every church I go, I teach them this song. And this song would convey to them your conference. Oh, I think about them, all stupid outline. Aren't they bright? Never studied. Smart to the utmost. He was burdened. It's interesting, huh? In that particular country, there was an island. Was an island like this, huh? There's a river. River. With somewhat like an island. With many, many tribes. Now he go from tribe to tribe. Hundreds of them. And get the chief saved. And once he get the chief saved, he get the whole tribe saved.
Because the chief just tell everybody, you got to believe in Jesus, and that's it. Whether you know or not, you got to believe in Jesus. So he hold conferences. You know, each trip, I have thought of going with him about one trip. The brother stopped me. He said, number one, I'm not quite sure you know how to live with these kind of people. Number two, in case you are sick or something, no way to rescue you. There is a boat going in for how many days? Then the boat come back, the same road. There's one boat communicates to all these tribes. He said, you can't go. That's why I never had opportunity to enjoy such a romantic trip. Even today, I regret it because think about it, how colorful that trip will become. Do you get my point? Oh, you love that brother. But at the same time, you know, it can only go that far. Higher revelation? No. Higher truths? No. More rich equipping? No. The ability is you give a conference, he was there. He doesn't even know how to take notes. Because of that, he has an extremely good memory. You know, when I give a message to take notes, I eventually you don't read your notes, right? I don't believe anybody read his notes. Whosoever read his notes, let's give him a gold medal in lying. The most you glimpse somewhat, everybody read notes, you don't read it. Brother, that's why it need to be books. You know, do you know that where you're writing the notes, you miss the key thing? This is why I usually don't want to talk much. You want to write notes, praise the Lord. I never encourage, brother, take it down, write the notes, I memorize it. No, I never. Because I know you can do it. And I also know, when you write the notes, you miss many things. Because you write notes. If you are concentrating, and especially when you are not able to read, the only thing left is concentrating. Do you know that? When a man's blind, his hearing is much better, stronger. This is a law. Because you're more concentrated. He can listen, he can hear, he can come up with nice music, nice song, and that will become the content of a conference. He will go from tribe to tribe, but that will be what he will be. You get my point or not? You can see 20 years later, 30 years later, if by Lord's mercy, he still loves the Lord, he will still be alive, he will do the same thing. Because the process of training is inadequate. Do you get my point or not? I tell you, David, firstly, was chosen. And secondly, he was trained. I like to spend more time if I can. Brother, everyone who wants to serve the Lord got to be trained. There's no way you can escape it. You have to be trained. Then thirdly, he was anointed. The anointing was a manifestation of the chosen. Chosen was beforehand. Do you get my point or not? Then one day, the chosen become manifest. He was anointed. Then after anointing, in other words, he made it, right? God has anointed him. Saul has anointed him. Then quickly, he will be tested. It's not easy. Then after being tested, he need to be approved. You know, what's your name? I couldn't remember now. You. Huh? Jesse. Jesse is...
Justin.
Justin is my favorite. Let me tell you a hidden secret. I really like him. But you shouldn't let him know. I really like him. You know, Justin was with us and our brother Zhao. You know the brother Zhao here? His name is what?
Joshua.
Oh, I told the elders, I tell the older full-timers in Toronto, I say, oh, you got two good brothers. They really are good. Their commitment is sober. Their character is good. Their ministering ability is high. They have good utterance. They're able to what. After all my promotion, all that over there. I look at them. You're rebellious. You all should have said, amen, 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 right? Otherwise, what kind of elder you are? The elder would answer, we are the real elders. We are not amening men. Do you get my point or not? We care for the church according to how the church needs. But then I promote that. Then one day, I talked with Nigel, Roy, and Dale. I said, how is Justin? No, brother, I get scared. That means what? Then I get upset. Not by him, on him, on them. I say, brother, people are looking for good one, trained one, to help them. You got them with you, and you don't know how to work with them. What kind of and the street call worker? But brother, do you know that, Justin? Once you're anointed, you need to be tested. And the young people hate testing. Young people are so hot, you know. Come on, give me the jacket. Let me display to you how hot. Young people are so hot. He was a fine man going through the labor, training, praise the Lord. Yes, amen. After training is over, now you go back. Now we go back. Are you sure? Yes, now you go back. Hallelujah. Amen. You ready? Elders, are you ready? Here we come. Let me tell you, we will be a blessing to the church in whatever. And nobody care. Yes. What? Okay, we didn't try hard enough. Let's try harder. Lord Jesus, we need Lord's mercy. Amen. Let's try harder. Young man has no patience. Do you know that? 3 days doesn't work. They just feel so depressed. Then they take off. Lord Jesus. What? New brother, still do not know how to appreciate us? Don't you know that we are sent by the Lord to make the church life prevailing? And all the elders, I tell you, then Justin, go back. I have been zealous after Jehovah, and now I better drink a cup of tea. Amen. Amen. They talk with Joshua. Joshua, I think we're too hot. Joshua says, that's right. I go work on that. Joshua, where are you? You work in what? What's that store name? Yeah, my socks is in that brand. It doesn't show. It doesn't show. I better go to be bananas. It's a banana. The company he works is a store. He works Banana Republic. So I better go to be banana. And Justin go, well, Titus asked us to be in Toronto. That was a big mistake. Had I seen in some place, I will. Brother, you want to be there. Don't say I want you to be there. But, okay, I want you to be there. It doesn't matter. Then they look at each other and begin to sigh. Isn't this a hopeless case? We have met some most stupid elder on the globe, and we are right under them. What a hopeless case. We just come from the top, and they put us in the valley. We were just ignited. Is that English? We just get some light, and they... Now we all are in darkness. Brother, what a stupid person you are. Don't you know? Every spiritual thing you get, everything, got to be tested to know it's true or not. Do you get my point or not? Not only you are chosen, not only you need to be trained, not only you are even anointed, manifest, the next things, God will say, let me test you. See where you are. And in the testing period, many Jesus lovers just can't go through. One brother, he loves Jesus. He really loves Jesus. I tell you, now he is 50-some. He's still being tested. I left him. He was a very bright person. a literature major, very bright. When I was with him, he would cry on my shoulder. I really like him because that brother can develop. I came to the United States, depart from Taiwan. I got a letter. Brother Titus, I will be like you, with a picture. I'm moving back to a small town. You know the pictures, the railroad station of that small town. And he said, marked it. The exploring of certain city in memory of, or in remembrance of the exploring of certain city. Then he wrote to me in the letter, he said, Titus, I like to be as you. First is a little city, then this county, then a certain part of the province, then this province. Eventually, our work serve in the whole globe. I look at it, I say, well, you want to be like me, but I never have a city. Do you get my point or not? How come you get this logic? And not so long, I got another letter. Brother, I'm very clear. I should move to a bigger city to work with a group of brothers together. Oh, I feel peaceful. Praise the Lord for that. He been through test a little. Then, brother, I'm very clear I should move back to a small city. Brother, eventually, even when I was 65, around that age, I went to his town. I gave a message. He was very moved. Afterward, he says, Titus, I come to apologize. I said so many negative things. Now I see the grand view of the Lord's recovery through your message. I repent. I shake his hand. My tears just about come out. Brother, you are now close to 50. Do you know about 50? Do you know you are still being tested? Never settled. Never willing to consecrate. Never willing to be peaceful and quiet. Never willing to say, Lord, whatever you put me through, I want to be firm to follow you. Amen. Then it's interesting. One brother migrated to U.S., to Southern California. And I don't know what's happened. Quickly, he was made an elder, a Chinese speaking, an elder in a big church. Oh, I heard he was made an elder of that big church. I had a feeling now many brothers will be on trial. Do you understand what I'm talking about? All of a sudden, among the co-workers, there's a talk. Listen. They're looking for leaders. Brother so-and-so, who is he? He went to a city. He become an elder. So let us all go there. And for some reason, when they went there, nobody makes them an elder. So after a few years, they go back to Taiwan. Brother, testing is not an easy thing. Do you know, Justin, do you know what is the hardest thing in the church in Toronto? Do you know? Not the Lord, right? Not you, right? You're a good brother, right? Not the elders, right? You got a very good group of very unusually good elders. I'm surprised. The Lord has granted them this much wisdom and faithfulness. Not even the brother. You got many brothers there. It's all the testing. You have your view. Sorry, huh? Justin, sorry, huh? You have a view of you. I've been through something. I'm coming back. Plan one, plan B, two, plan three. You know what? Step one, step two, step three. We are going to what? And you find out no step. Actually, every step you take up, you take one step, another step, you find out you don't know how to go down. You find out, Lord Jesus, I'm catched. I don't know what to do now. Brother, do you realize the hardest thing for young people are being tested? None of you want to be tested. Joe, am I right or not? Am I right or not? When he was a high schooler, he came to labor, college labor. I always admire how come his father, who's an engineer, have a son that bright. You say, you mean engineer is not bright? I didn't say that. You said it. But anyway, later I found out his mother was very bright. because his mother was literature major. What major is she? No. She's her major. If she's not literature major, she likes literature. Yeah. No, whatever. You know, brother, I look at this young man. I was filled with expectation. The Lord can do so much. I even told your dad. I say, Brother He, your son is really someone. If Lord raise him properly, he will be so useful in the hand of the Lord. Young girl, do you agree about your brother? You know what's her problem? What's his problem? Never want to be tested. Do you get my point or not? Let me do it this way. Can your four brother come up? Can your four brother come up? Just stand on the line like this. Two each row. Two rows. Just go like this. Yeah, it's good enough. Oh, okay. Let's go to the front. And here I am, a great servant of the Lord to be. Been through the training, loves the Lord, ready to be used. And have to go through all these guys. For some reason, none of them give me away. I hate to tell them, get out of here, because they're my brothers. Then I don't know what to do with them, brother. I don't know what to do with you. If you can be just a little bit out of the way, I will be manifested. Do you know that? Just be a little bit out of the way. Is it? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But these two stand firm. So I look at him. When the Lord would give you a hard time, so you know how to let me go through. And it seems the Lord was very merciful. See, I just love these brothers who are professional blockers of the growth of young sons. Their existence for you not to grow. And you would just say, I'm burdened. Now I just come up from the pot. Don't get me to the valley. And he says, brother, let me ask you this question. Are they here on the way according to you? Of course, for them, they will say, what are you talking about? We do our best to perfect you. Do you get my point or not? Are they here on the way, real or not? Now, you consider institution, this is true. You consider the organic body, it can never be so. It's organic, right? So, whatever they are, if they were so much on the way, I just help them. Brother, let we three serve the Lord together. Amen. Amen? Say it loud. Let we three serve the Lord together. Amen. You see, I didn't get tested. I become fruitful. But when I look at these two big shoulders, oh Lord Jesus, everyone's so wide. How come you're so wide? What's happened to you? How come your arm is so big?
Swimmer.
Huh? You're a swimmer?
Was swimmer.
That's why I can't have a way. Because the church life is blocked by... Brother, you think I'm joking? Let me tell you. All your problem is this. We can be chosen. We even can tell the Lord, Lord, train us. But then we even tell the Lord, Lord, we desire the manifestation. But at any time when the testing time is there, quickly we get very, very frustrated. How come? We just can't find the field. We just can't find a place. Why we call something and nobody amen? Why I say something and everybody's cold? Brother, no, everyone's healthy. The whole situation is to test you. Only through being tested, there's an opportunity for you to be approved. Is that clear? I think I shared what I ought to share. May Lord have mercy. May we all tell the Lord, Lord, merciful to us all.
Amen.
That we like to be as David. Become a person that is what? That is after your heart.
Amen.
Can we have one brother pray, close the meeting?